X Columbus, Madison's home for real news and great conversation. A Civic Media station.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. Another set of tariffs delayed, this time for the EU. President Trump saying this after talking with the European Union Commission President Ursula von der Leyen.
July 9th would be the date. That was the date she requested. Could we move it from June 1st to July 9th? And I agreed to do that, and that she said we will rapidly get together and see if we can work something out.
Russia launching its largest offensive since the invasion of Ukraine 3 years ago. Nearly 400 ballistic missiles and drones, leaving at least 18 people dead, including three children from the same family. President Trump writing on social media, quote, Putin has gone absolutely crazy. President Trump will mark Memorial Day by visiting Arlington National Cemetery and will lay a wreath at the tomb of the unknown soldier. Israeli airstrikes killing nearly 50 people in the Gaza Strip over the weekend, including 36 who were inside a school-turned-shelter. Israel says that location was being used as a base for militant operations. This is ABC News.
Are you ready to crack open something amazing? Whether it's a fresh pistachio or the keys to your dream home, we've got you covered. Just like pistachios, the best homes are worth the wait. And once you find the perfect one, it is so satisfying. At Aaron Weber Group, we help you find homes that are as irresistible as a handful of pistachios. So whether you're house hunting or just snacking, remember, great things come in shells and in the perfect four walls. Call Aaron Weber Group, powered by Compass, today, and let's get you into a home that's a real treat.
I love playing sports, especially for my school. And that's because school sports are special. It's where it's safe to fail. It's where we're taught resilience, where our fear becomes confidence. It's where we learn to get back up after every fall. School sports are where 7.8 million students go from I can't to I can.
This message presented by the WIAA and the Wisconsin Athletic Directors Association.
From the Civic Media Newsroom, I'm Savannah Tomei-Olson. If you're celebrating the Memorial Day holiday and you're overindulging, plan to have a designated driver or utilize a rideshare app. But if someone you know is in a pinch, AAA is offering an option to keep impaired drivers from getting behind the wheel. The Tow2Go program means anybody in a bind who doesn't have a way home except for their car but has had too much can call AAA and they'll tow your car where you need it to go. You do not need to be a AAA member to use the service. It's available through tomorrow morning. And a proposal at the state capitol would expand early voting hours across Wisconsin. Joanne Krulatz reports.
The Republican-sponsored bill would address inequalities between voting in urban and rural areas, providing a 20-hour minimum for in-person absentee voting without needing to make an appointment. The measure would also establish a funding mechanism to help municipalities meet minimum hour requirements. Proponents say adding more opportunity for early voting will help minimize congestion and possible errors on Election Day.
And anytime you're in a car, you should be wearing a seatbelt. That's what authorities are focusing most on for the next few days. Law enforcement agencies across the country and across Wisconsin have started their annual campaign to reinforce seatbelt wearing. Melissa Kay has more.
The annual Click It or Ticket campaign begins May 19th and runs through June 1st. Buckling up is one of the easiest and most effective steps you can take to survive a crash. Wisconsin law allows officers to stop and cite motorists for not wearing a seatbelt, and drivers can be fined for every unbuckled passenger in their vehicle. The goal of the Click It or Ticket campaign is to reduce fatal crashes and coincides with the first summer travel holiday.
You can find more Wisconsin news at civicmedia.us. Hope you're having a safe holiday weekend. I'm Savannah Tomei-Olson. You're listening to Civic Media News.
The crew returns home. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. Baseball, the Brewers back home to host the Boston Red Sox this week in a three-game series. Yesterday, the Brewers came back to win 6-5 over the Pirates at PNC Park. But the highlight of the game was Pittsburgh slugger O'Neill Cruz, 6'7", 215 pounds, who hit a solo home run that left the park and landed in the Allegheny River on the Pirates Sportsnet channel.
Drive to right field. If it's fair, it's gone. And it is gone. There's a Cruz missile. Wow. That got out of here in no time. A bomb. 122.9 miles an hour.
The fastest since they've been keeping that record. Pat Murphy after the win.
The Pirates are playing as good a baseball as they've played all year. The one kid is a monster right now. I mean, really, literally, like take over the game type guy. Who does that? That's ridiculous.
That's Brewers manager Pat Murphy with sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us.
Sunny this morning, becoming partly cloudy this afternoon. Our high in the upper 60s to near 70 today. The wind will be east at 5 to 10. Tonight, mostly cloudy. We'll drop to 47 for a low tomorrow. Mostly cloudy with a few scattered showers and a high in the mid to upper 60s. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Temperature now 41.
Are you over 50 and constantly feeling tired, bloated, or just a little off? Don't ignore it. Those could be signs that your liver is crying for help. As we age, our liver, which is essential for metabolism, digestion, immunity, and detoxification, needs extra support and protection. If neglected, it can leave you feeling sluggish and constantly off your game. That's where Active Liver from New Nordic comes in. Available in easy-to-take tablets or delicious gummies, Active Liver combines powerful natural ingredients like turmeric, milk thistle, and globe artichoke extract to help support healthy liver function. With Active Liver, you're giving your body an essential daily defense against toxins from alcohol, fatty foods, and sweets, helping you reclaim your energy, improve digestion, lose the...
When the chips are down and democracy's back is up against the wall, two radio veterans step up to the microphone to right the wrongs, standing for truth, justice, and just because. Hey, are they ready to go yet? It's John and Gordy on 92.7 WMDX.
I'm just getting my pants on. Of course I'll be ready.
Why do you come to the studio every day without your pants on?
I never have time to put them on until I get here.
Doesn't seem to make any sense to me, driving around without any pants. Not a good look.
What's worse, driving without pants or driving without shoes?
Yeah. There you go, Gordy.
Question to ponder. I got to think about that.
Yeah, think about
okay.
it.
Okay. All right. Happy Memorial Day.
You know, I used to drive without shoes way back when I had a stick shift.
Right.
Not easy on the foot when you hit that.
Clutch.
You're usually not using your left foot for anything.
Mm.
But when you do,
and
the clutch, it's tough stuff.
Why would you drive without shoes, though? Is that
in the summer? You know,
like
you got your Huaraches, your sandals somewhere in the car.
Yeah. Okay. Well, something to ponder on this Memorial Day, whether you're going to wear shoes or not, huh? While you drive around. Happy Memorial Day Monday. We're doing this show in advance. Couldn't really give you an update on weather that way.
No, we can't do that.
Hope it's okay. Supposed to be all right.
Or you could just give the weather forecast like you normally used to do it on TV, where you just made stuff up.
Just make it up. Well,
hope you get lucky.
Yeah. We'll have other forecasts during this show that will be updated, but not right now.
Okay.
Right?
All right. Why don't we do the famous national calendar?
Well, we'll start out because it's Memorial Day. We'll get into what do you think about getting into the history of Memorial Day? What do you think about that? Good with that?
All right. Yes, you call the shots, man.
It's a federal holiday. Yep. It honors and remembers all men and women who have died while serving the U.S. Armed Forces, any branch of the armed forces.
That's right.
Memorial Day is also a day to remember all loved ones who have passed away. Traditionally, on Memorial Day, the flag of the USA is raised briskly to the top of the staff, then solemnly lowered to half staff, where it remains until noon. Did you know that? At noon, it is then raised to full staff for the remainder of the day. That's what's supposed to happen.
All right.
When the flag is at half staff, the position in it remembers more than 1 million men and women who gave their lives for the USA. That's amazing when you think about it. 1 million. Raising the flag at noon signifies the nation lives, the country's resolved not to let their sacrifice be in vain. So, again... in the U.S., of course, Memorial Day traditionally marks the beginning of summer. Summer has arrived, Memorial Day.
There you go.
And then it ends on Labor
Day.
You know, that's how that works.
All right. That works fine with me. Are you checking with me to see if that works?
Just want to make sure you've approved of all of these things. Sometimes there's Memorial Day parades, you know, different communities.
Yep. Are you going to be in one this year? You always like those Memorial Day parades.
I like
right?
parades. I'm
you
a sucker
do like
for parades.
Parades.
You like being in them, or
no? I like
just catching all the candy from.
That's
the little
what
kids.
It's all about is getting
yeah,
the
that's
candy.
Pretty cool.
Taking it away from the kids.
Yeah.
Let's see. This Memorial Day started It used to be called Decoration Day, and it was observed May 30th, 1868. It goes all the way back to just after the Civil War. James Garfield, who was a general at the time, spoke at the Arlington Seminary or Cemetery with Generals Grant and a bunch of other generals in attendance. Volunteers also decorated the graves of 20,000 Union and Confederate soldiers. I don't know if you've been to Arlington, but
I have, too,
a couple of times, two or three times.
It's devastating when you think of all the generations of the lost.
Unbelievable, yes. And, it's quite a moving experience.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. That's about it for the history of Memorial Day, you could go on and on about it, but decoration became known as Memorial Day. Eventually, let's see if I can grab that date. Not seeing it right off the top here, but there's lots of different dates here. Let me see. Decoration Day gradually became known as Memorial Day. Now it honors all the U.S. service members from all the branches.
Google says Decoration Day became Memorial Day after World War II.
Okay.
I'm a bit faster Googler than you.
You really have that Google thing down. Yeah. Gotta hand it to you.
It's only been around more than I've been alive.
Yes.
Okay. Yes, we knew it when it was just a series of tubes.
It's a series of tubes.
There you go. Okay. All right. What do we have besides Memorial Day on the National Day calendar? There are a couple of other days, although Memorial Day, of course, is the big one. Here we go. I don't know why, but it's also National Paper Airplane Day. Remember we tested out some paper airplanes from some of our, what was it, flyers or something? We went up to the roof of the...
We threw a few off the roof.
Yeah.
I think it was during the night market, and then we accidentally hit a couple people in the head with them and decided to
poke somebody's eye out. Yeah.
Someone out there is half blind.
Small price to pay. For their knowledge now of John and Gordy.
Well, National Paper Airplane Day happens on May 26th each year, honors the simple aeronautic toy that has been around for thousands of years. Thousands. Provides an excuse to get a healthy chance to... What does this say? This inexpensive.
Healthy chance.
It says healthy. I don't know. Healthy about throwing a paper airplane. But
it's a
many,
good arm workout.
Yeah.
You don't want to throw your wrist out. You got to be very careful when you throw a paper airplane.
Dexterity there, do that.
Many believe the use of the paper airplane goes back 2,000 years ago to China. The earliest known date of the creation of the modern paper airplane was said to be 1909. So that's quite a span of years.
Just a very, very short survey here.
Yeah.
Who was good at making paper airplanes and who wasn't good at making paper airplanes?
Well,
come on.
I'm really good at it.
Are you really?
Yeah.
Are you talking like in school or something?
Yeah. It was a traumatized time for me because I could never make a good paper airplane and everybody else made airplanes that just like went for 80 feet, and mine would just crash immediately, badly.
That's sad.
I was horrible at paper airplanes. Now you brought this up.
Well, I was never good at it, but boy, nobody dared mess with me in terms of how big I made a paper airplane.
Really?
There's a record for that, actually, Sam.
Oh, really?
Yeah, the largest paper aircraft had a wingspan, get this, of 59.74 feet. 59 feet.
And your name is listed right there next to it.
Students and employees from Germany created it on September 28th of 2013.
Wow.
The longest distance flown that's been recorded is 226 feet and 10 inches. That's longer
that's a
than
long
a
long flight.
Well, it's not quite as long as a football field, I guess. And the longest lasting paper airplane flight flew 29.2 seconds. I don't know about that. That seems
long time.
Well, I mean, if you throw it off of a high enough place,
I guess it could go 29 seconds at least, you would think. Let's see. How to observe Paper Airplane Day. Gotta observe it. Test your paper airplane making skills. Join Join a Facebook page, a Paper Airplane Day Facebook page. They've got one. You can join it.
There is one.
Watch flights on YouTube. Mm-hmm. Use hashtag Paper Airplane Day to share it on social media.
Well, I think even though we're pre-recording this right now, I think that we all ought to meet here at the station on Memorial Day.
Okay.
Paper Airplane Day. Just so that we can go up to the roof and fly some paper airplanes.
Boy, that sounds like a really
dumb idea.
Dumb idea.
Really don't want to do that.
Again,
we did go. We
I'm
did
bad
do
at paper airplanes. So
I think you were off that day, but we went up and flew some paper airplanes.
I was not here at that point.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, okay. Well, we could maybe try that sometime later this week.
I don't think so.
Let me
it's a
see.
Traumatizing experience for you. You don't want
because
me to
you were
go
so bad at
again.
Making
yes,
them in school.
I was horrible at it. I still can't make paper airplanes.
Yeah, you're no good at it. It's also National Blueberry Cheesecake Day. Did you know that? You
no.
like blueberry cheesecake?
I don't like blueberries. I don't like cheesecake.
Oh, man. That's
so leave
bad.
Me alone. This is a bad day.
Okay. Blueberry cheesecake. I don't know that I've ever had blueberry cheesecake. It sounds pretty good to me. I
sounds like it would be a,
I like
a good ingredient to a cheesecake.
Blueberries are very healthy. They have a lot
they
of
are
antioxidants.
They're extremely healthy, I wish I liked them more.
Well, I wish you did too. Yeah, we could get some and enjoy them together, but that's never going to happen,
but
apparently.
You know, I had blueberry Boone's Farm wine once.
Now, Boone's Farm gets a bad rap, but that was a really good wine back in the day because it was cheap. And, you could buy it anywhere, Boone's Farm. Yeah. What was the other one that was really cheap back then? You get Mad Dog 2020. That was good.
TJ Swan.
Oh, TJ Swan. Yeah. That's good stuff.
Where are you going?
Burn.
TJ Swan.
Yeah.
Where are you going?
Wonder if they still make those. I haven't seen them in the.
This is Boone, B-O-O-N-E.
Boone's.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Boone's,
they still make
Boone's
it.
Farm. Boone's Farm.
Oh, yeah. No.
That's right. Boone's Wine, Spirits, and Beer. Boone's Farm Strawberry Hill Wine. $6 a bottle.
Well, it might be made
what a
better
bargain.
Now. I'll be honest. I stayed away from wine for like 3 or 4 decades.
Did
because,
you have a bad experience or something?
No, because I thought that's what wine tasted like.
It
doesn't taste like that.
No, it's much better than what Boone's Farm offers up. Yeah.
Hey, could you find the TJ Swan?
See if that was
commercial.
TJ Swan wine commercial.
I posted it, by the way. You'll probably
really
come up with my post. Yeah, I got the jingle. I recorded it off the radio way, way back when, and I posted it.
Hmm.
And it is a fantastic theme. Where are you going, T?
Okay.
Let's try.
See if we can find it.
Here. It's catchy. Catchy tune.
Yeah. TJ Swan, when you come. TJ Swan, when are you coming around to my town? TJ Swan. When it's time to ride, all the women they cry, cause it's thirsting first. TJ Swan, he loved his wine, so he never had the time to stay around. TJ Swan, when you come, TJ Swan, when are you coming around to my town?
Appleberry.
TJ Swan.
TJ Swan is a new wine with a new flavor. It's the easy taste to ride with.
TJ Swan. They still make it. Can you tell from that?
I don't think they make TJ Swan anymore.
That's sad.
It's almost like Panama Red. You know, when Panama Red's in town, right?
Panama
There's somebody
Red.
On a Facebook post here says, do you remember TJ Swan wine? It was even cheaper than Boone's Farm.
That's cheap.
That's why I didn't hang around very long. You know,
no.
People would have, trouble holding that down.
Mm-hmm.
All right.
Did I mention that this portion of the show is brought to you by Verlo Mattress in Madison?
Did not mention that.
Okay, well, it is. And one thing that remains constant since 1958, they are still direct-to-consumer and provide superior products at unbeatable prices. Two locations in Madison, the east side, the west side, or just go to verlo.com for more information. Just getting started on this Memorial Day Monday, a special edition of John and Gordy in the Morning. Stay with us.
on New Choice.
Madison's real news and great conversation, 92.7 WMDX.
Madison, get ready to sizzle. Come into Koryo Hut Korean Barbecue and Hot Pot, Easttown Mall. Indulge in all-you-can-eat Korean barbecue with the freshest meats grilled right at your table. Wash it down with boba tea. Enjoy the pleasant atmosphere. Koryo Korean Barbecue and Hot Pot.
Feeling stressed, frustrated, ready to break something? Come to Crashbox Therapy, Madison's newest therapy experience. Throw some plates, hammer a toaster, smash your stress away, and feel the relief. You worked all week? You deserve a break. Literally. Great for corporate events, holiday get-togethers, or any day ending in Y. Book your session now at CrashboxTherapy.com. 319 Beltway Highway, right next to Pitcher's Pub. Crashbox Therapy. Come let it all out safely, loudly, and guilt-free. Make your appointment at CrashboxTherapy.com.
Hey, Gordy. How you doing?
Oh, Arthur. Great. Great to see you. What are you doing in the studio?
Well, I need to talk to you about doing a commercial.
Okay. Well, you know, to get a commercial on the air here, you just go down to the sales department. It's right next to the bathroom.
I don't think you understand.
Oh, I understand plenty. You salespeople drink a lot of coffee. That's why the bathroom's right there.
Right. But I need to have you make a commercial about commercials.
Wait. A commercial about a commercial? I don't follow.
I want to tell potential business owners out there how to contact me to get a commercial on WMDX.
Okay, I get it. Okay, let's come up with something. Let's see, business folks can contact you directly, right?
Yeah.
Okay, yep. What's the email, huh?
Okay, so it's sales@WMDXradio.com.
Oh, wait, run that by me again.
sales@WMDXradio.com. So we could put all that together and get into a commercial, get on the air soon?
Arthur, my friend, I think we just did.
Advertise on WMDX Radio. Email Arthur, sales@WMDXradio.com.
Summers in Worthington, Minnesota bring fun, and a good portion of that fun happens around our beautiful 800-acre Lake Okabena. Our community is built around it, and it has great walleye fishing and several lakeside parks. This June 13th and 14th, we'll have our windsurfing regatta and music festival. It's free. Come and see the windsurfers, eat from over a dozen food vendors, and attend free lakeside concerts on our professional city stage, this year featuring Viva Knievel and Cooper Allen. Check us out. We're Worthington, Minnesota, and we're certainly worth a look.
Download the Civic Media app in the Google Play or Apple App Store and take us everywhere. This is the Civic Media Radio Network.
WMDX 92.7. We're spilling the wine here.
It's John and Gordy in the morning on this Memorial Day Monday, and we were talking about cheap wines and
spilling it and cheap spitting booze. It out and
yeah,
having headaches the next day or that evening.
Remember that Mad Dog 2020?
Yeah, wow.
Mogan David 2020, that was another really cheap alcohol.
Terrible.
Just horrible tasting. Yeah.
How we made it through that time, I don't know.
Well, with the Boone's Farm and all those cheap wines, you tend to get a headache even, you know, after like the second.
Yeah, too much. They were just sugar. You get a headache from the sugar.
I guess.
Wow.
Cheap stuff.
Yeah. But all these different flavors, you know, that attracted people to the wine, the cheap wine.
Mm-hmm.
God.
I wonder if you're saying Boone's Farm is still in business, Sam? Is that what you?
That's what I saw.
Understand?
Yeah. I don't know if it's anything like it used to be.
Well, we should get a couple of bottles and bring them in here.
Yeah,
one
we should get that. That's what we should do to celebrate my last day.
Drink some really cheap wine.
I keep saying we really got to try and do a show where all three of us are either drunk or high.
Okay. Well.
Well, it sounds like a 23-year-old.
Right. Now, speaking of younger producers, we have a new producer here on the morning show who's getting trained by Sam.
Yep.
And
we got tired of Sam, so
told him to hit the bricks. It's time to move on. Yeah. So he finally found another gig.
He's getting a little arrogant, don't you think?
So Dominic Lee. Should we call you Dom or Dominic, or do you have Nick?
What's the nickname?
I always go by Dom. Just nice
Dom?
And easy. Yeah.
That's it. Let's do that. Like, love that. Right. Yeah. Okay.
Parents always call me it.
Okay. All right. So, where were you? Let's go right through the list here. Where were you born, Dominic?
I was born in Frankfort, Illinois. So that's about 30 minutes south of Chicago, about 3.5 hours away from here.
Well,
so
Gordy was also born there.
No, I was born in Binghamton, New York, but thank you for... You have no idea about Never mind. So Dominic, you grew up in Frankfort?
Yes, correct. I grew up in Frankfort. I was in Illinois for all throughout high school, and
really?
then I ended up at the University of Wisconsin Oshkosh.
So wait a minute, back up to high school. What mm-hmm. high school did you go to in Frankfort? Was it the Frankfort High School? Is that what
it's
called?
It had a weird name. It was called Lincoln Way East, the Griffins.
The Griffins?
The Griffins, yep. Fighting Griffins.
The Fighting Griffins.
The Fighting okay. Griffins, yep.
Did you do a lot of sports in school? Were you athletic? Or
I would say my parents would say I was athletic. Yeah. I don't think I was athletic. I played a little bit of soccer during my time there.
Okay.
Other than that, I couldn't play any basketball. I'm way too short for that. But I played soccer.
The Griffins, huh?
Okay. Yeah.
Wow.
And
isn't that kind of
What? Gothic? What is it?
Yeah, it is.
Is it an animal? Is a griffin an animal, or is it a?
It's just a creature of some
it's
sort. It's a mythical creature.
A mythical creature.
Yep.
But I'm just thinking of Harry Potter at this point. Didn't they have the
Gryffindors?
Yeah, the Gryffindor.
Okay.
Yeah.
So on from there, you went to school. You went to college somewhere.
Yeah, I went to the University of Wisconsin Oshkosh.
There you go.
The Titans.
Oshkosh.
Yeah.
Gosh.
And
do they make you wear bib overalls at that school? That's what I've heard.
No, that is false. I don't think I've ever wore overalls ever.
Oh, yeah.
We're talking wine here. Does UW Oshkosh live up to the slang name Sloshkosh?
Oh man. Gosh. Yes.
Really?
We have this thing. It's pub crawl. We have pub crawl every spring and every fall. It does live up to the name, though.
So what was your major there?
I majored in, what do you know, radio, TV, film.
Right
up my alley. Okay. So,
and I understand you've worked at a radio station before. This isn't your first one.
Yeah, this is my first rodeo. I was actually at WIXX in Green Bay. So, 101.1.
Okay. Did you go on the air there too,
I did. Or? I was a big DJ guy.
Yeah,
definitely a big DJ guy. A lot of
did
you know,
a radio show.
It's a music station.
Yep, listened a lot of Sabrina Carpenter. A lot of Sabrina Carpenter.
I don't know what that is. Is that country or what is that? I have no idea. I'm not up on the music scene.
It's just pop. Just pop.
Oh, okay.
Yep. Pop just music. Pop.
Yep.
Okay. Taylor Swift kind of.
Oh,
stuff?
A lot of Taylor Swift too.
Yep.
A lot of Taylor Swift.
Good.
Yep.
You a fan? Are you Swifty? Do you go to Taylor Swift concerts in Oshkosh? Has she ever been there?
I am a Swifty.
Are you?
You know, my girlfriend kind of got me hooked.
Really?
I'm a Swifty now. I'm a full on Swifty now.
That's fantastic.
Okay. So you just moved to Madison.
Right? Yes. I just moved about a week ago.
Okay.
So, you know, it was quite a move. I slept on my floor, so it was not the best.
That is not good.
Floor. What,
no.
You can't scare up a Verlo mattress for you or anything?
That's what my
Come
parents
on,
were
Sam,
saying.
I thought you were supposed to set them all up here.
I'm sorry.
Wait, what is he
I've
sleeping
been...
on the floor? What kind of impression is he
hey,
got?
Hey, it's a rite of passage. When I first started working here,
media.
I was living on my girlfriend's floor for like 2 weeks before I had a place to stay.
All right. Well,
she was just domesticating you, that's all.
Yeah.
Well, okay, we got to get you some furniture there, Dom.
Please, Facebook Marketplace.
There you go.
Or, you know, it's still hippie Christmas around here, so you see what you can pick up along the side of the road. Plenty of mattresses out there, right? Ping pong tables, couches that are dirty and soiled.
Don't get yourself a chair. Don't get yourself a chair with bed bugs in it like I did.
Yeah. He's still itching and scratching.
Traumatized him forever.
Well, Tom, welcome.
Yeah, welcome to the program.
You know, you've been doing a great job so far, but, you know, we've got our eye on you.
Thank you, guys. Thank you so much.
That's great. No, we really appreciate
it. Runs a real tight ship.
That's right. All right. Well, good. Okay. Anything else? Memorial Day? What else? What else we got coming up here? The list is so long, I don't think I can get through it now. I'm starting to hear the music playing. And we'll get into Idiocracy.
I had this long speech, but we'll have to save it for next year.
Hold on. Hold off on that. We've got Idiocracy coming up right around the corner as we continue on this special Memorial Day edition of John and Gordy in the Morning. Stay with us. It gets a whole lot better here on out.
It does.
Yeah.
Welcome to Madison's Real News and Great Conversation, 92.7 WMDX. Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app.
Wisconsin dairy farmers, get ready. Starting June 1st, the way your milk check is calculated gets changed. I'm Pam Yonke, starting you off before the opening bell on a finally Friday morning. Quick look at what's happening in agribusiness news. That's when the changes proposed to the federal milk marketing order go into effect. Leonard Polzin is a dairy economist at UW River Falls and is a dairy extension specialist. He explains what he hopes the changes to the federal milk marketing order mean for Wisconsin dairies in the long run.
When we do the math and calculate it all the way through, at the end of the day, we're still initially in this first month here at a negative, but the hope is all of these other adjustments will make it less negative, and that over time, through, you know, these market incentives, again, of pooling more milk, we can hopefully get more premiums back, we can have less negative PPDs, and that as we go on, we can see greater or higher milk prices than what we would see otherwise.
There you have it. Dr. Leonard Polzin, he's a University Extension Dairy Specialist at UW River Falls, painting a bit of a picture on what Wisconsin dairy farmers should be aware of beginning June 1st when those federal milk marketing order changes go into effect. Well, yesterday in Chicago, commodities stayed fairly firm. Numbers are next.
Don't let sick calves get you down and drain your profits. Get your calves up and moving with BioVet's Calf Electrolyte. Our Baselite product contains balanced electrolytes for restoring and maintaining proper fluid levels in scouring calves. Baselite also provides additional energy to support recovery. It's easy to mix, and calves are easy to drink it down to the last drop. Learn more about Baselite at bio-vet.com.
Innovation.
When it's time to choose a residual herbicide for your soybeans, you need broad-spectrum weed control that lasts. Zidua Pro and Zidua SC herbicides by BASF give your crop up to 2 more weeks of residual weed control, providing 50% more control than other Group 15 residuals. The long-lasting herbicide portfolio protects your soybeans from even the toughest weeds while providing a steady growing environment for the entire season. Talk to your retailer today about adding Zidua Pro and Zidua SC herbicides to your 2025 plan. Always read and follow label directions.
Well, traders are obviously looking forward to the Memorial weekend. Remember, no trading on Monday. On the close yesterday in Chicago, July corn finished 2 cents stronger. December new crop down to 4.53 1/4. Soybeans for July were up about a nickel. November new crop up 3 at 10.55 1/4. July wheat on Thursday closed 4 3/4 cents lower, 5.44 1/2. As far as the dairy complex, barrel cheese on Thursday up 0.75 cents at 187. 40-pound block cheese up 1 1/4 cents at 194 3/4. AA butter was up 2.236 1/4 per pound. There's a quick market update. I'm Pam Yonke.
You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram.
Sunny this morning, becoming partly cloudy this afternoon. Our high in the upper 60s to near 70 today. The wind will be east at 5 to 10. Tonight, mostly cloudy. We'll drop to 47 for a low tomorrow. Mostly cloudy with a few scattered showers and a high in the mid to upper 60s. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Temperature now 41.
Nightlight with Pete Schwalbe.
Last week, I asked if if me swallowing like 100 mayflies on a walk breaks a fast, because I was doing intermittent fasting. 0.008 calories per fly.
You are breaking a fast, though. Because
probably.
It's not zero.
It's not zero calories.
So you did.
Well, that really sucks. I mean, don't get me wrong. They tasted good.
Nightlight with Pete Schwalbe. Weeknights from 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
Wounded Warrior Project has been there for me since that first day in the hospital. They got me out of the house. They got me connected with other veterans, and they helped me face my PTSD. They support me and my family at every turn. And now I'm helping other warriors realize that they're not alone.
Through our hands-on programs, supportive community, and ongoing advocacy, we help post-9/11 veterans realize what's possible. Learn more at woundedwarriorproject.org/possible.
Todd Alba.
Hey, everybody. Join us next time for a very special Memorial Day episode. We talk to Jeremy Lyon from the Wisconsin Department of Veterans Affairs on our cemeteries, honoring our veterans, and more. Join us.
The Todd Alba Show, weekdays 2 to 4.
As the 21st century began, human evolution was at a turning point, a dumbing down, until humanity was incapable of solving even its most basic problems.
At no point in your rambling, incoherent response were you even close to anything that could be considered a rational thought.
Just when I think you couldn't possibly be any dumber, you go and do something like this.
We can duck and cover. There's a fallout shelter right
there. There's no way to survive this, you idiot!
Idiocracy.
For the smartest guy in the world, you're pretty dumb sometimes.
You know, I'm beginning to think we're really not going to survive this.
I think we're just getting dumber and dumber as every day goes along. Especially
I agree.
With the orange leader.
Well, what
he seems like
do,
he's right? losing it.
I know.
How many more days until he has his big parade?
Oh, my gosh. See, he's on the 14th of June, right?
Yeah.
So.
Yeah, I think we should go to that parade. Maybe make an appearance.
I think it'd be kind of fun. It'd be fun.
Maybe take a busload or two of people there.
It's been a while since I. Well, you know, most of my roommates live in Washington, D.C. Maybe I should take a trip down.
Yeah.
Yeah. That would be
fun. There you go. Why not?
I think that's a great idea. This portion of John and Gordy in the Morning on Memorial Day is brought to us and brought to you by Verlo Mattress of Madison. Yes, one thing that remains constant since they opened the doors way back in 1958, they are still direct-to-consumer, providing superior products at unbeatable prices. Check them out today. You can go to their website, verlo.com, or stop in on the east side and the west side. Not sure if they're open Memorial Day, but, you know, they might be. Check it out for yourself.
Try stopping in on the east and west side at the same time.
Good luck with that.
What if you go to the east side, take a nap, and then dream that you're at the west side?
There you go. That's as easy as that.
I think that's a great idea.
And I think we should be in that parade, right?
You think so?
The Trump parade. We could have our Dr. Strangelove float. We'll both be riding a missile. In that float.
One of the great movies of all time.
Yes.
Dr. Strangelove. Yeah, I love that movie. When they're in the command center there. Oh, God. It's just classic. Peter Sellers.
Yeah.
Unbelievable. Yeah. He's in the wheelchair and doing the Hitler.
Uncontrollable hand motions.
Yeah. Good stuff.
Yeah.
So what do we got for Idiocracy and Memorial Day?
Well, we're loaded up with stuff. You might remember the big row over Springsteen's comments in England over how bad a president Trump really is, right?
Mm-hmm.
All right. So Trump posted something that I think is kind of interesting when you think about it, and you don't have to think long about it. He plans to call for a major investigation into appearances made by Springsteen and other artists on behalf of Kamala Harris, suggesting they may have constituted an unlawful campaign contribution. Okay, just think really hard and come up with maybe some of the performers that performed for Trump. Was that illegal campaign contribution? I mean, seriously, I mean, there's not a lot of artists that do want to perform for him.
Well, Lee Greenwood, you know, he's kind of, he's made a lot of appearances.
Is that a illegal campaign contribution?
I don't know.
All right.
Good question.
How about Kid Rock?
Oh, he's
Does he
been
still play music?
Can you call it music?
I don't know if you can call it that, but certainly that's illegal campaign contribution.
Made an appearance, yeah.
Well, anyway, that's what he's doing. He wrote this. This is kind of interesting. How much did Kamala Harris pay Bruce Springsteen for his poor performance during her campaign for president? He truly is a psycho. Trump wrote, this was a very expensive and desperate effort to artificially build up his sparse crowds. It's not legal for these unpatriotic entertainers. This was just a corrupt and unlawful way to capitalize on a broken system. So there you go.
I'll tell you what, I saw Any Springsteen idea? Twice.
Yeah.
Back during the, what was the big out? Born in the USA.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Unbelievable. You know, and I wasn't really a big fan, but I got tickets. I enjoyed some of his songs. I mean, he's unbelievable in concert.
Yeah.
Just really, that's where his wheelhouse is.
Yeah.
And they were big sold out shows at the United Center both times I went. And it was amazing.
That's one of the great things about concerts is when you go to that concert, you may hear their records on the radio,
right?
But it's completely different when you see them in person, and it just changes your mind. You start loving everything the guy does.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah. But anyway, it's illegal contribution time.
I mean, people have been doing this for a decade. How many campaigns have we witnessed where there'd be, you know, people showing up to perform and to speak? Illegal at all.
I got to say that this guy who wants to be one of the great dictators in the world and wants to stand up behind, you know, beside Putin and everybody else.
Right.
I think he's doing a lousy job
of being a dictator,
coming across really strong and powerful.
He's a bad dictator.
When he's starting to investigate musicians that appear at a, you know,
it's crazy.
I don't even know anymore. I'm just, you know, I'm beside myself. Let's move on to something. Just as crazy. Trump is scrubbing thousands of government websites of history, legal records, and data that he doesn't like, that he finds disagreeable. He is actually scrubbing the information and history that we have online. It has sought to expand the executive branch's power to shield from public view the government-slashing efforts of Musk and his team of Doge dogs and other key administration initiatives. Officials have used apps such as Signal that can auto-delete messaging.
Right.
You know, they're private meetings, so no one can keep track of it, and no one can say, well, this is what you did. There's no proof. It's just disappeared.
And the use of that Signal app, that was in Project 2025, I
it
believe.
Was, it was, yes, to use that.
To use that.
So they could cover their trail.
Yes.
Yes.
Right.
Auto-delete function.
Mm-hmm.
And they have shaken up the National Archives leadership and even ordered the rewriting of history on display at the Smithsonian Institute. Is this an Onion issue? Are we reading from the Onion? I don't even...
We're in bizarro world
we
again.
Are
it just everything
world.
Up is down, everything black is white. It just everything's turned inside out and upside down.
One of the great comics, by the way, if you ever have a chance, I don't know if there's a compilation of bizarro stories, bizarro world stories, but just absolutely fun.
Remember the bizarro episode of Seinfeld?
Yeah.
That was great too. They had other characters playing Kramer and George and Elaine.
Because
and
he's
Jerry.
A big fan of Superman.
That's right.
Yeah.
Exactly. Yeah. That's what it's getting to be like.
We're scrubbing history now. And, you know, we're only in the little over 100 days.
Hmm.
Can you imagine what he can do in the next 4 years?
Let's take bets on how long it takes before they throw me in prison for teaching actual stuff that happened when I become a history teacher.
That's
instead of what they want me to teach.
Exactly.
You got to be careful.
You're going to have to pledge.
See, and that's the thing. It's a chilling effect for everybody.
Yeah.
You just think, well, now you got to look over your shoulder, who you're talking to, what you're saying, what you write, what text you make.
That student in the classroom who's on his phone may be reporting you or recording what you're doing and then report you.
Yeah. You better be careful, Sam.
Yeah, think about it.
They
man.
Got your, their eyes
maybe
on
you.
Maybe
you should just stay on.
Maybe, yeah.
Yeah, that's what I'm going to do.
Reconsidering
my
your
last
options.
Week here, just not leave.
Yeah, there you go.
Just stay around.
See, he keeps threatening to leave. This is really starting to get on my nerves.
I think he's already made his
move.
Oh,
yeah, that's right. He has. Yeah,
he's already turned in the paperwork.
Moving.
He's moving on.
All right. Some people are fighting back, you know, against the Doge team, Elon Musk, and
the
Trump's intentions.
The Doge dogs. I like that. Yeah.
Okay. So here it is. In a stunning move, and everybody might have heard about this a couple of weeks ago anyway, sent shockwaves across the sporting world. The Cubs rejected multi-million-dollar advertising campaigns from Elon Musk's Tesla.
The Ricketts family?
Yes.
They rejected advertising.
Yes, they are not going to take Tesla ads. That's right.
That's interesting because I thought they were pretty much leaning right.
They are very right. They are very right, but they do give a reason. Here, I'll let you know. Choosing to keep the iconic Wrigley Field free of Tesla branding, the decision described as unexpected but principled, that's the word right there, has ignited a national conversation about corporate influence, values, and the role of sports franchises.
Mm-hmm.
in choosing their partners. Here it is. What's that?
No, go ahead.
All right. Tesla had offered a high seven-figure deal to place prominent advertising in and around Wrigley Field, including digital signage, scoreboard features, and sponsored EV parking zones. However, the Cubs declined and made it clear that this wasn't their business.
Wow.
They didn't. It was a value-based decision. That's what they're going by, and this is a quote. Wrigley Field is not only one of the most historic venues in sports, it's a symbol of tradition, community, and integrity. We carefully evaluate all sponsorships to ensure they reflect the values of our club, our city, and our fans. At this time, we do not believe a partnership with Tesla aligns with that mission. That's a pretty strong statement.
Well, it is. I guess they can do that. I mean, there's nothing wrong with just deciding you don't want to accept sponsors advertising for whatever reason.
Oh, yeah.
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 You can do that.
What do you think?
Yeah.
It's about time. I mean, these are true right-wingers.
I know it. Yeah.
And I'm not going to say something real negative about Cubs fans or anything like that.
You better not, buddy. I'm sitting right here.
Do you think they'd even notice? they're not the sharpest bunch, you know.
You think they're not going to notice that
Tesla ads
isn't?
Are up there? They don't care.
No.
Do you think they don't care about any kind of value at all?
You know, that's a good point.
They're flatlanders.
I don't know how much
flatlanders, Chicagoans.
But take any state, not just Wrigley Field, but any stadium that, I mean, they all are plastered with advertising, right?
Yeah. No one's going to notice.
How much does that really impact people?
Thank you for pulling my fat out of the fire. That's what I meant.
Of course you did.
They would never see the ad.
Now on television,
that's what I was
if you're watching a game on TV, whatever's behind home plate as a billboard or something, you
exactly.
see that.
Yes, you
and
see
it does.
That one.
It probably makes an impression more for TV viewers than it does for people that are actually there in the stadium.
Exactly.
Okay. You're welcome. Happy to pull your fat out of the fire anytime.
So, again, nothing bad about, you know, sports fans down in Illinois, the Flatlands.
Thank you.
They're good people.
Well, you're talking about your wife now, too.
Strong,
big Cub fan.
Strong values.
I know you got that
waiting for you
when you get home.
I know.
So.
If she ever heard this, wow.
Oh, look out.
But she does have the clothing,
yeah.
So she's cool.
I know. She's got, you know, we've got a Cubs game that we're going to, Cubs Brewers game that we're going to.
We should mention that.
Well, we're going to mention it. I think it's July 29th, if that's a Tuesday evening.
We're going to give away tickets for people to sit next to John and Gordy
exactly.
at the Cubs Brewers game. Wow.
Yeah, that is a big deal. We'll tell you more as we get closer to
you're
that
gonna
game.
You're going to get some crazy super fan.
Yeah, I think
you're gonna
so.
You're going to get swarmed for autographs when you're there.
I know. You know, we'll have extra security.
That's,
you know.
That's just part of the business.
Okay. John's going to bring his dog along to help keep the fans away. This portion of John and Gordy in the Morning on this Memorial Day is brought to you by Crash Box Therapy. Madison now has a place where you can break stuff. You can just go there and break a whole bunch of stuff. You can smash your stress away at Crash. Thank you, Sam. It sounds just like that. Smash your stress away at Crash Box Therapy, 319 Beltline Highway next to Pitcher's Pub. Break, stomp, shatter, and yell out your pain or your joy at Crash Box Therapy. Make an appointment now. CrashBoxTherapy.com. That's CrashBoxTherapy.com. Great idea. We will continue with this Memorial Day idiocracy in just a moment. Stay with us.
As Wisconsin as a fish fry on a Friday night, this is the Civic Media Radio Network.
Hey, at the end of the day, everybody wants the same thing from their mattress. A good night's rest, am I right? It's not rocket science. You don't need a physics genius to make you a futuristic space bed. You just need someone to listen to what you want and who knows the materials that will get you there. And you might even be surprised to learn that that someone could be living right next door. At Verlo, we're your friendly neighborhood mattress genius. American made, locally crafted. Welcome to Verlo.
Honey, the TV's too loud.
What? I can't hear you over the TV.
If this sounds like your house, it's time to visit Madison Hearing Aid Center. They'll help you turn down the TV and the arguments. with technology utilizing AI and a team that actually listens. They'll have you hearing things you didn't even know you were missing.
Well, that shirt looks nice on you.
I haven't heard that in 20 years.
Visit MadisonHearingAidCenter.com.
NBL Transportation, reliable and on time. Madison's non-emergency medical transportation company is affordable and accepts insurance. Call 608-774-9715 or visit mbltransports.com to schedule your next ride.
I'm Dan Schaefer. Let's recombobulate. We are in a rare moment right now in Wisconsin politics. Why, you ask? Well, it's because we are not actively in the middle of a campaign cycle. It's been more than 6 weeks now since any of us have seen a campaign ad. It's been pretty nice, hasn't it? The moment we're in is as close as we're going to get to a political off-season here in Wisconsin. And we need to take advantage of this moment by taking action to improve our democracy. That means taking steps to address money in politics, cleaning up some issues with election administration, and creating a long-term plan for nonpartisan redistricting. In some cases, we can't make these kinds of changes in the middle of a campaign. So we need to be thinking about what we can do now. There's a lot both parties can agree on here, too. So let's make some moves this offseason, Wisconsin. Seize this moment to make a better, stronger, more inclusive democracy.
Find all of Dan's work at the Recombobulation Area and on our website at civicmedia.us.
Destination marketing organizations are working to ensure Wisconsin tourism is stronger than ever. Their work boosts Wisconsin's economy, supports jobs, and improves our residents' quality of life. Sponsored by Destinations Wisconsin.
Let's pause this Memorial Day to honor the men and women who gave their lives in service to our nation.
While we think of this day as the unofficial beginning of summer, we know it is also a time of somber but inspiring memories. Memories of so many courageous Americans fought and died so that we could enjoy the blessings of this day.
That's former President Ronald Reagan. To those who never made it home, we remember you and we thank you. I'm Terry Barr for the Civic Media Radio Network.
Connecting audiences, powering brands. This is Civic Media. Learn more at civicmedia.us/advertise.
You need the room, you need the space. You gotta find yourself a swinging place. Yeah. You gotta fly, woo. You gotta soar. You gotta live a little more. Don't try and fight it.
Here we go.
You've been invited.
Swing, oh, yeah. WNBX, John and Gordy in the morning. We're swinging today.
Happy Memorial Day. Monday?
Yeah.
Yeah. We're taking the day off. We've recorded all of this in advance somehow. We went in the time tunnel, recorded it, and now here it is.
We're still here. Dom and I are still stuck here. Parker is too. Parker's the new producer for Mornings with Pat Kreitlow.
Oh, Parker.
Our rival broadcast.
Wait a minute.
He's picking up a few of our...
He's going to steal our bits.
He's going to steal this, everything that's good and take it back to Kreitlow and say, what do you think about doing
this? He's already done that. Oh, yeah. Man.
Okay. Well, we'll allow it this time since he's a new guy. Okay. Now, it's good to have you new producers here and learning from one of the best, Sam.
Well, thanks.
You got the Producer's Award of the Year for WMDX, I think.
I did?
You didn't know that?
Nobody gave it to me.
I thought we told them to put a little something extra in your check.
You know, well, they don't listen to us. The awards that we get presented here just kind of end up in a drawer somewhere. Right. Nobody actually puts them up and frames them or anything.
What's our problem with that?
I don't know.
Anyway.
Right. This portion of John and Gordy in the Morning is brought to you by Madison Hearing Aid Center.
Mm-hmm.
What a great place. They're at 4706 Cottage Grove Road. I was there a few days ago.
Did you say hello to Jim and Sarah
for me? I did. They said, John Peterson? Who's that? I said, well, it's a long story. I'll tell you later. But I took a complete hearing aid test. I got all set up there. You know, they've been in business for a long time, and it's family-owned, community-focused. They emphasize helping people change their lives, not through just selling the hearing aids to you, but helps to improve your quality of life through better hearing. And they really take you through the whole process.
They do. Yeah.
I know you went there a few weeks ago, got the hearing aids. They're working great.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
You can hear me now, can't you?
No, I can't. With the headphones on, sure I can.
Okay.
But yeah, it's fantastic, and the AI does what it does. It reads the room and adjusts the levels the way it should be adjusted.
Yeah, and now I can hear when I'm in a restaurant. I can hear people, you know, actually talking to me that are sitting 2 feet in front of me.
You're like a restaurant goer.
What?
You really know how. You're always out at a restaurant someplace.
I do go to a lot of eateries. Maybe too many. Let's get back on track here.
Try cooking sometime. You're talking about a nice gas stove at home.
It is a beautiful stove.
It is.
I make frozen pizzas in it all the time.
Oh, no. Yeah. What a waste.
Madison Hearing Aid Center. Let's talk about them for another second or two. Madison Hearing Aid Center. They're conveniently located at 4706 Cottage Grove Road. Check them out. Talk to Jim and Sarah. Go to online, madisonhearingaidcenter.com. You can take an initial hearing test right online and set up an appointment. madisonhearingaidcenter.com.
It's right next to the Pizza Hut, just to let you know. Landmarks, that's what we do. In Wisconsin, we talk about landmarks. We don't give street names.
Right.
You know? It's just down the street from the mobile. You know,
right?
That's how we describe places in this town. All right, exactly. Here we are. Let's take a look at the first 100 days. You know, I mean, was it good? Wow. Was it bad? Or are we better off?
No.
Are we worse off?
Yes.
Well, why don't we just find out? This is from the Lincoln Project.
Okay.
Ask yourself, are you better off than you were 100 days ago? Trump came back, not to lead, but to punish. He purged loyal Americans from government, fired heroic generals, demanded loyalty over competence, turned the Justice Department into his revenge machine, let this guy steal your private data, and wreck Social Security. Our allies? Betrayed. Ukraine? Sold out to Putin, turning our government into a police state, kidnapping American citizens, sending innocent people to foreign hellholes, snatching students off the street for tweeting. Then came the tariffs, markets crashing, retirements wiped out, America isolated, weak, China winning the trade game. He pardoned terrorists and criminals. This isn't a second term. It's Trump's second chance to end America, and it's working. So no, you're not better off. You're not safer. Nothing is cheaper. The economy is worse. Our country is in danger. Just imagine what the next 100 days will bring.
I'm scared now.
That sums it up.
Yeah, and that's just a partial list, of course. We have up here the Trump golf tracker.
Yeah, Sam, it's been a while since we've updated that.
It's been quite a while since we took a look at it. And I'm sure this Memorial Day weekend that the number has been pumped up. Like you said,
sure,
we're recording this
a little
early. But as it sits as of a few days ago when listeners are hearing this, just under 1 in 5 days of Trump's presidency has been spent on the golf course.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's outrageous.
That's not that bad.
I should be angry.
Once every 5 days he's golfing?
Well, I'm sure the MAGAs are angry. I mean, he should be doing his job. He shouldn't be out there playing golf. You know, they didn't like it when the Democrats went out
when Obama
golf.
You know,
played golf.
I like it also that this website has a stock ticker running at the top so you can see how the economy is doing along with Trump's golf performance.
A lot of red up there.
So 19% of the time.
Yeah.
Or almost 20% of the time he's golfing.
Yeah.
Okay.
You'd think that he'd be like professional level at this point. He could just drop out of the presidency and become a professional golfer.
What do you mean? He wins every tournament at his golf clubs.
Right. How could I forget
about that?
He
always comes in first.
He's allowed to win them.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
Oh, man.
Okay.
But, you know, you are going to take up golf soon, aren't you? I can't
you think
imagine
I should?
You being out there, no.
When was the last time you were on a golf course?
Moons ago. Yeah.
I think it's been at least 15, 20 years for me.
You know what we have to do, though? We have to go to the golf course by tents. And say hello to our best
buddy?
Friend out there.
Lynn?
Who runs Babes.
Lynn.
Yeah, Babes is now located in Vitense. We should stop in there sometime and say hello to
Let me just mention.
We
got to take a break here. All but right. Madison now has a place where you can break stuff. Smash your stress away at Crash Box Therapy, 319 Beltway Highway next to Pitcher's Pub. Break, stomp, shatter, yell all your pain or joy at Crash Box Therapy. Make your appointment now, crashboxtherapy.com. That's crashboxtherapy.com. And we will be back with more of John and Gordy for a Memorial Day after this.
Let the sun shine. It's the John and Gordy Show.
This is 92.7 WMDX Columbus, Madison's home for real news and great conversation. A Civic Media station.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. Looks like those 50% tariffs on goods from the EU won't be going into effect on June 1st after all.
President Trump announcing an extension on his proposed 50% blanket tariff on imports from the European Union, one of America's biggest trading partners. Trump now moving the tariff start date from June 1st to July 9th after speaking with the head of the European Commission.
She asked for an extension on the June 1st date, and she said she wants to get down to serious negotiations.
Just days ago, Trump called the EU very difficult to deal with and said talks were going nowhere.
ABC's Andrew Dimpert. Russia and Ukraine completing their prisoner swap on Sunday, and just hours later, Russia launched the largest drone and missile attack since the start of the war on Ukraine, leaving 18 people dead and leaving dozens injured. Israeli airstrikes killing nearly 50 people in Gaza overnight, including 36 displaced Palestinians who've been sheltering at a school. Israel says that location was a Hamas command center. This is ABC News.